And it's time now for a thought for the day, and that's coming to you this morning from Alan Meeban.
A few years ago, I interviewed Oscar the Grouch. You know, the grumpy, green, hairy creature who lives in a trash can on Sesame Street. For over 40 years, the man inside puppets like Big Bird and Oscar has been Carol Spinney. He had brought Oscar over to Belfast to take part in our local children's TV production, Sesame Tree. I chatted with Carol for a while, and then he reached under the table and reappeared with Oscar. And so began a surreal 10 minutes of conversation with the shaggy puppet. Grouch by name and grouch by nature, Oscar likes to grumble. He prefers broken things to objects that work. Asked about his impressions of Belfast, he moaned, "There's only one problem with Belfast. It's much too attractive. Very beautiful city. I like things that are much more run down." And like any tourist in these parts, Oscar had made the pilgrimage up to the Giant's Causeway. He sounded uncharacteristically impressed. "I wandered around on the various levels. I climbed all over it. I went up one side and down the other. Beautiful." His grouchiness didn't seem to be turned up to 11. Either Oscar was suffering from jet lag or he was secretly more mellow than he liked to let on. Maybe he'd been reading Ephesians 4. "Watch the way you talk. Let nothing foul or dirty come out of your mouth. Say only what helps, each word a gift." I think deep down in his trash can, Oscar the Grouch understood this. Despite his negativity, begrudgingly, he knew to look for the positive. Then I asked Oscar my killer question. "You're grouchy. You're a hoarder. You like a nap. I've got to ask, are you related to my wife?" Carol gave me a wry smile, and I hastened to add that the question originated with my wife. He gave me a signed photograph to take home to her. "Watch the way you talk. Say only what helps. Each word a gift." Maybe I could learn from Oscar.
That was a thought for the day, coming this morning from Alan Meeban.